Hannah from Mount Martin, what's the first meal you cooked for your partner?
I can't even pronounce it, but it prawns, tiger prawns in love.
Tiger prawns in love, is that what it translates to?
It does, yeah.
How come they're in love?
I don't know, because they're in a creamy sauce, I think.
Oh, yeah, I'd love that.
How did it go?
Really well, thankfully he's Danish, so he completely got it.
Oh, awesome. Okay, so is it like a dish from
Denmark?
Yeah.
Kaylee did not know where that was from.
Awesome. Does he have you cook it again since then?
No, we've tried other things. I'm from Yorkshire originally, so I've done a roast dinner with Yorkshire puddings because that's how you win over any heart in my life.
Good on you, Hannah. Thanks so much for sharing.
Have a great day. Bye.
Dee from Beaconsfield, what's the first meal you cooked for your partner?
Yeah, well, I love to cook. He can't even do anything but burn toast, unfortunately. So I have to just elaborate a bit. We've been married for 11 years. I've done most of the cooking. Yeah. But I think in our third year wedding anniversary, decided, because I loved hash browns so much and we lived out in the middle of nowhere, there was no McDonald's for like 4 hours. He thought he would stay up all night and make me hash browns. And in the morning, he presented like 4 different recipes of a hash brown, and most of it was just raw potatoes dripping in oil. And I'm like, thanks, honey. And he's just sitting there waiting for me to eat it. And I'm like, oh, how about you just go have a shower? And I just threw it in the bin.
Oh, no. That's like the dog or cat that brings you the dead animal and's looking at you like, I brought you a present. No, I don't want that.
Yeah, I know. But you know what? Effort. I mean, it took him 4 hours to come up with that. And I really appreciated the thought, but I couldn't let him know that I didn't eat it.
No.
Well, now you have.
Yeah, but Dee,
no,
I mean,
no.
If he thought you liked it, did he ever try to make it for you again?
No, I just said, that's the last time you could do that.
So he knows it wasn't good.
Yeah, look, I just said, look, all I need is your love, you know.
Definitely not your cooking.
And maybe a Louis Vuitton handbag or something instead.
Oh, gosh, no way. But I've got to tell you, I almost killed him too. I gave him my food poisoning, but he's got an iron stomach.
Oh, well, that's fine.
Yeah.
Well, he survived this far. He'll be all right.
I love that, Dee. Thanks for sharing.
Have a good day, guys. Bye.